So after serving Prabhupada, when I took out the plates and I was washing the plates in the kitchen, after Prabhupada took prasad, he used to sit on there for a few minutes, about 5-10 minutes. And then Upendra Prabhu used to take Prabhupada to the bed and Prabhupada used to lie down for a while. So after putting Srila Prabhupada to bed, Upendra came out and he came to the kitchen. He said, "Hey, why did you cook for Srila Prabhupada?" He was really praising your cooking, and he said, he asked me to taste it. So I gave Upendra that preparation, whatever I cooked. And then at 3 o'clock, Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to come to take dictations of the letters from Srila Prabhupada. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj also, Prabhupada also told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj also came and told me, you know, Prabhupada was really appreciating your cooking. And I was really excited and feeling as if I'm on the top of the seventh heaven. And Prabhupada liked my cooking, and also I could see myself that Prabhupada was eating quite nicely after a long time. And however, the next day when I cooked for Srila Prabhupada and I served, the kind of same preparation that I cooked for Srila Prabhupada, and I served, I made the Bhati Chachari also. But Prabhupada was not at all happy. He just told me, he took a few bites and said, "You don't have any standard. One day you cook nicely and I praise you, and then you're gone." And I was feeling completely devastated. And however, the next day I cooked very, very carefully, and literally with a pounding heart I served Srila Prabhupada, because I knew if I blew it that day, then the opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada, to cook for Srila Prabhupada, will be lost forever. So when I served Srila Prabhupada, I could see that Prabhupada was eating, and I gathered some courage and I asked Srila Prabhupada whether the cooking was all right. And Prabhupada said, "Yes, today it was all right." So in this way I got this service to cook for Srila Prabhupada. And from then onwards, I was cooking every day for Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada used to call me the famous cook, because all the devotees also were praising my cooking. Devotees means those who were there, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there, and some senior devotees used to come and take Srila Prabhupada's remnants. And they also used to tell Srila Prabhupada. And actually, for a long time, they were waiting for some male devotee to cook for Srila Prabhupada, because since there was no male devotee to cook for Srila Prabhupada, our god sisters were cooking, and Prabhupada was wanting that a male devotee would be cooking for him, who could also travel with him. And it seemed that they found that cook in me, and especially Tamal Krishna Maharaj was very fond of my cooking, very appreciative of my cooking. And so this is how I got new service to cook for Srila Prabhupada. And I also used to translate. I was translating Bhagavad Gita, and every day I used to take my translations and read them out to Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes Prabhupada used to correct me, and sometimes he used to appreciate my translation. Somehow Prabhupada liked my translation. He felt that I had a simple and lucid style of writing in Bengali. And then sometimes Prabhupada would appreciate, like if some expressions, some translations were, the expressions were very, somehow Sri Prabhupada liked them, and he used to tell me also. And that was very nice. And also, one day, just Srila Prabhupada, from I was just sitting with Srila Prabhupada, and in the evening, afternoon, we are sitting in the balcony, facing the temple. At that time, the temple was, the construction was going on, the deities were not installed, the temple was not complete. And Prabhupada was sitting there, and I was sitting at his feet. And Prabhupada just started to tell me that these Indians are cheating the Western devotees. And the Western devotees are not so experienced. And in India, and they do not know how to deal with these people. They just trust them. But these Indian business people, the suppliers and all these people, they are cheating the devotees. They see them as the Westerners, and they think that they are loaded with money. And so in this way, Prabhupada started to describe how difficult it was for him to actually build this temple and do things in India, because at that time the most of the devotees in India were Westerners, and they were inexperienced, and they were being cheated. And Prabhupada, therefore Prabhupada himself had to get involved in so many different areas. And he was explaining that it would be nice if some Indian devotee could also be involved here in Bombay. And my heart started to throb in apprehension. And it sounded like Prabhupada was suggesting that I stay in Bombay and be involved in the construction and other areas in Bombay, which would mean that I would not be able to travel with Srila Prabhupada anymore. So, but eventually Prabhupada did not propose that. He was simply expressing his concern and disappointment the way with the Indians. Because they have become so, many of them became so unscrupulous. And in that respect, Prabhupada mentioned that India, although is the most glorious country, but the Indians, because they have rejected the Vedic culture, they lost all the good qualities. And Prabhupada pointed out that because they have given up Krishna consciousness, they have become poverty-stricken. Because they have given up Krishna, Narayan, therefore Lakshmi Devi has left them. Lakshmi Devi has withdrawn her favor. And as a result of that, the people have become poor. Actually, India is not a poor country. It's the richest country in the world. But the people of India have become poor because they have rejected Krishna. And when one becomes poor, he loses all good qualities. Poverty causes them to lose all good qualities. So in this way, Prabhupada explained how actually Prabhupada's analysis was so scientific, and he would always point out that how all the problems of this world, all the difficulties of this world, all the crises of this world are due to man's rejection of Krishna consciousness. And the more they reject Krishna, the more miserable they'll become. On the other hand, if they accept Krishna, then everything will become so prosperous and wonderful for them. And so in this way, Srila Prabhupada, we are sure that just accept Krishna consciousness, surrender unto Krishna, try to serve Him, Krishna will provide for everything. Lakshmi Devi will be providing for us with everything, with four hands. And when she gives it four hands, we won't be able to receive it with our two hands. We'll find it difficult to receive her mercy with our two hands. And then at one point Srila Prabhupada told me that I am the richest man in the world. Yeah, and then he also emphasized that even materially, Prabhupada was the richest man in the world. He said, because there are so many people who are completely surrendered to him and they are working for him. Who has so many thousands of people working for him? And then Prabhupada pointed out that he has his temples everywhere. He has his house everywhere. How many people have that kind of wealth? Even the richest people in the world may have 10, 12, 20, 30 houses, but Prabhupada had about more than 100 houses. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada was pointing out that he is literally the richest man in the world, even materially. Spiritually, of course. He was the most exalted personality. He was the wealthiest. He was the richest spiritual personality. There was no doubt about that. But even materially also, Srila Prabhupada. And this way Srila Prabhupada pointed out that this is what the benefit of becoming Krishna conscious. You accept Krishna and Krishna will give you everything. Krishna will provide for everything. But if you reject Krishna, you lose everything. And India is a perfect example for that. The richest country in the world has become practically the poorest country in the world. And if they take to Krishna consciousness, then again India will become the richest nation, the most glorious nation, and the rest of the world will accept India as a leader and follow India. So in this way India will become recognized the most glorious country, the wealthiest country in the world. All it needs is that it it accepts its original culture, Vedic culture, Krishna conscious culture, and then the world will accept India's leadership.